News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. China on Monday adopted a decidedly unfriendly posture to the Indian Army's question, asking if five civilians who went missing from Arunachal Pradesh days ago were in the custody of the People's Liberation Army. China has never recognized the so-called Arunachal Pradesh, which is China's South Tibet region, the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian told a news briefing on Monday in response to a question about the missing Indians. We have no details to release yet about the question on Indian Army sending a message to PLA about the five missing Indians in the region, he added, denying knowledge of the abduction. The response came after Union Minister from Arunachal Pradesh, Kiran Rijiju, wrote on Twitter, "The Indian Army has already sent hotline message to the counterpart PLA establishment at the border point in Arunachal Pradesh. Response is awaited." The Indian Army had told its Chinese counterpart about the five civilians who were engaged as guides and porters by the Army in the upper Subansiri district on the Sino-Indian border on Saturday. Those allegedly kidnapped have been identified as Thoch Singham, Prasad Ringling, Dongtu Ebia, Tanu Bakar and Engaru Diri. They had gone for hunting in a jungle when they were allegedly kidnapped by the PLA. Two members of the group returned home and informed the families of the other five that they had been whisked away by the Chinese troops from Sera 7, an army patrol zone located about 12 kilometers further north of Nacho. Nacho is the last administrative circle along the McMahon line and is around 120 kilometers from the district headquarters, Dapurijo. Police officers in Arunachal Pradesh said that a hunt was on for the missing youngsters, and contact is being established at the local level by Indian Army with their Chinese counterparts. The families have not registered a complaint with us, yet district police of Upper Subansiri scouting the jungle for some clue about the whereabouts of the missing youth, a senior police officer in Arunachal told News 18, adding that the suspicion was the boys who often did porter duty for the Indian Army could have gone for hunting and unknowingly crossed the perceived LAC. Indian government sources said the matter has not been escalated to a diplomatic level yet. The discussion is only between our border post and theirs. We will have to wait to get more clarity, an officer said, on condition of anonymity. Actress Riya Chakraborty has filed a police complaint against Priyanka Singh, sister of her late boyfriend and actor Sushant Singh Rajput, including others, for sharing bogus medical prescription for the late actor. Riya's lawyer Satish Manishinde confirmed the news on Monday. Riya Chakraborty has filed a police complaint before the Mumbai police against Priyanka Singh, Dr. Tarun Kumar of Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital and others for offences of forgery, NDPS Act and Telemedicine Practice Guidelines 2020 for having sent a bogus medical prescription depicting SSR as an outpatient department person, said lawyer Manishinde. The statement further read, when he was in Mumbai on 8th June 2020 prescribing scheduled drugs, which are listed in Schedule of NDPS Act listed at items 36 and 37 as psychotropic substances and Telemedicine's Practice Guidelines 3.7.4 dealing with prohibited list, which prohibits prescribing of any narcotic or psychotropic substance listed in the NDPS Act. It is a misconduct under 3.7.1.4 of the Telemedicine Practice Guidelines. Reacting to the same, Varun Singh, SSR's family lawyer, said, whether this is a cover-up exercise should be looked into. This is a belated defense and it is nothing but an afterthought. Earlier in the day, Riya appeared before the Narcotics Control Bureau for the second consecutive day in connection with the ongoing probe into a possible drugs connection in Sushant's death. On Sunday, she appeared before the NCB for the first time and was subjected to a six-hour grilling amid speculation that the actress would be arrested as investigators went hammer and tongs after drugs-related allegations emerged in the death case. India on Monday successfully flight-tested the Hypersonic Technology Demonstrator Vehicle, or HSTDV, developed by DRDO, which will power futuristic long-range missile systems and aerial platforms. With the milestone, India joined the elite club of United States, Russia and China to develop and successfully test hypersonic technology, congratulating the DRDO Defense Minister Rajnath Singh called it a landmark achievement. I congratulate DRDO on this landmark achievement towards realizing PM's vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. I spoke to the scientists associated with the project and congratulated them on this great achievement. India is proud of them, he tweeted. NDTV quoted a DRDO official as saying that with the successful test flight of the HSTDV, India has demonstrated capabilities for highly complex technology that will serve as the building block for next generation hypersonic vehicles in partnership with the domestic defense industry. Sources aware of the development said that with this successful test, India will be making its first hypersonic missile in the next 5 years. The DRDO statement said the cruise vehicle was launched using a proven solid rocket motor, which took it to an altitude of 30 kilometers, where the aerodynamic heat shields were separated at hypersonic Mach number. The cruise vehicle separated from the launch vehicle and the air intake opened as planned. DRDO Chairman Dr. G. Satish Reddy said, "It is a major technological breakthrough in the country. This testing paves the way for development of more critical technologies, materials, and hypersonic vehicles. This puts India in a selected club of nations who have demonstrated this technology." And a couple's plan to reveal their baby's gender went up not in blue or pink smoke, but in flames when the device they used sparked a wildfire that burned thousands of acres and forced people to flee from a city east of Los Angeles. The fire prompted evacuations in parts of Yukepa, a city of 54,000, and the surrounding area. Water-dropping helicopters were brought in, but the fire has proven stubborn. It grew to 11.5 square miles by Monday morning, and more than 500 firefighters on the scene only had minimal containment. No homes have burned and no injuries reported. It is the latest in what has become a lengthy list of tragedies at events where typically smoke, confetti, balloons or other colored objects are used to reveal the soon-to-be-born child's biological sex. Pink for girls and blue for boys. Sometimes the made-for-social-media gatherings are spectacles and include explosives and even guns, and at least one had deadly consequences. The fire started on Saturday morning at El Ranch Dorado Park, a rugged natural area popular with hikers and dog owners. In summer, the park's tall natural grasses dry out and turn golden, and when combined with the San Bernardino Mountains in the distance, provide a popular backdrop for family photos and videos. Wildfires have burned more than 2 million acres in California this year, setting a state record, even as crews battled dozens of growing blazes on Monday in sweltering temperatures. The unidentified couple chose the location to reveal their baby's gender. They were accompanied by their young children and had a friend or relative videoing on a cell phone, said Captain Bennett Milloy of the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. The family went into a field and fired off the device, which quickly ignited 4-foot grasses, Milloy said. Conditions were perfect for a fire to spread quickly. Triple-digit temperatures, low humidity, dry vegetation, and a stiff breeze. Surveillance video showed the couple frantically raced to their vehicle to retrieve water bottles to try to extinguish the flames. It was futile, and they called 911. "You can't fight a fire like this with a water bottle," Milloy said. They had no chance after it started. Firefighters arrived within minutes, and the distraught couple told them what happened and provided their own photos and video to aid the investigation, Milloy said. "It is a pretty tragic situation," he said. "Obviously, this was supposed to be a happy event. The couple could be liable for the cost of fighting the fire and criminally charged with misdemeanor or felony counts." Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.